Strange Adventure.
It's a long ride across the Arizona desert from Nogales to Tucson, more than my Mexican companion Felipe and I cared to undertake without a night's rest. It was almost dark when we camped near the ruins of the old mission of Guavave.
That is the haunted mission, senor. It is said that the spirits of the departed padres and Indians come to this place for prayer and meditation, just as they did so many years ago.
I left Felipe to finish supper and wandered into the ruins. Hardly had I stepped inside than I heard the peal of bells. I stood still, wondering. Had I in my thoughts about the mission projected myself to the days when the place was new, when the bells summoned the faithful to prayer? Suddenly I heard a soft voice and looked up. Standing near the altar was the robed figure of a Jesuit priest.
So, my son, you have heard the silver bells of Mission Guavave, is that not so?
I was too dumbfounded to speak. The good priest continued.
Since the mission was built in 1691, many people have heard the bells. I will tell you the legend. When the mission was built, there were no bells of any kind. The padres sent the Indians out to search for metal ore. They came back with great loads of ore that contained copper and silver. A crude smelter and mold were built, and soon the clear tones of the silver bells rang out over the desert. The people loved the bells they had wrought and were happy for a time. Then the Pima Indians revolted against the cruelty of the Spaniards, and a wave of terror swept across the desert. A wild, savage army murdered and plundered at Caborca and San Xavier. Then they marched here toward Guavave. Down from the hills came the charging warriors, mad with bloodlust. Everything seemed lost to the few defenders of the mission. As arrows rained into the mission, a small Indian boy, wounded and bleeding, crawled to the bell rope. As he drew himself up, the bells began to ring. The savages stopped fighting and looked with awe toward the bell tower. Most of them had heard the bells before and remembered the kindly mission fathers who had been so good to them. The attackers rode away, and the mission was saved by a small boy and the silver bells. Do you still wonder, my son, why you heard the bells?
Yes, Father, I do.
Padre Francisco said this in his prayer. May only the pure in heart be privileged to hear the sacred bells of Guavave.
And then, as suddenly as the figure of the priest had appeared, it was gone, and I left the mission feeling a bit shaky. Then I heard a quite familiar voice calling to me.
Hey, senor, where you are? The supper, she's fixed.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Thunder Canyon, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.